We are here with West Indies under 19 coach Graham West as the West Indies team prepare for their quarterfinal match against New Zealand. Coach, you've had a time to reflect now on the excellent group stage, performances of true wins. How are you and the team feeling and looking forward to this big quarterfinal now?
We gave the guys a couple of days off. It was a pretty intense schedule. With the England and Australia games back to back, with only 24 hours in between, so it was good to be able to spend some time reflecting and clearly starting to focus our attentions on the quarterfinal. We travelled to Benoni yesterday, and we trained this afternoon. We have another training session tomorrow morning. And then the game against New Zealand is on Wednesday, so we've started to plan, used a little bit of footage from New Zealand earlier in the tournament just to give the guys a good idea of what they're coming up against. But most of our work is really focused on improving, developing and building on the performances last week, which, you know, we're very, very pleasing, but now we're in the knockout stage, and it's about your performance in the last three games of the tournament rather than the first three games.
Perfect. Looking ahead, as you said just now, you had a chance to look at footage of the games. Do you feel that the fact that you played Australia early, a team that plays slightly similar style to New Zealand, would be helpful, or you're just looking at new tactics going into this game?
Yeah, it's quite ironic, really, given the number of age teams in the tournament that are doing very well, that we haven't come up against one of them as yet. And clearly there are similarities between England, Australia and New Zealand in terms of their approach, in terms of their method, based a lot on the conditions that they would play in at home. Certainly New Zealand are always a very, very competitive team, outstanding in the field, and quite creative in terms of their batting and their bowling. They played a reduced overs game against India, and they were at one point they were 100 for one off 10 overs with real positive intent at the top of the order. They fell away as the spinners took hold, but certainly it's a warning for us in terms of the approach that they have, and we're going to have to match that. We're going to have to find ways to combat that, and ultimately play our brand of cricket, which has been very successful so far.
And lastly, obviously you have been with the team 2016 and 2018. From your experience of winning in 2016, what is your biggest message to the team now going into this quarterfinal match compared to the intensity and pressure that difference at a group stage wouldn't have had?
Yeah, it's all about focusing on the next game. You know, you can't get further ahead than that. So all attention, all our efforts is very much based around the 2016. We came through the group stage as runner-up, and the expectations within the tournament were fairly low, given we were playing Pakistan in one or three matches. I think this time around, we go into the game as group winners, as having won three out of three. But we must take the positives from the group stages. We must strive to be better in the areas that we've identified. We need to be more efficient. We need to be more focused at certain stages of the game. Our batting in the middle order certainly needs to be more supportive to the top and the lower order, which we've both done very well so far. So we're striving all the time to get that perfect performance. We know it will take another very bad performance in the rest of the tournament.